هل يستوي الذين يعلمون والذين لا يعلمون؟ صدق الله مولانا العظيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم. Let us start our Friday gathering from few couplets of Qasida Burda Sharif. Mawla ya salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habibika khayril khalqi kullihimi huwal habibul ladhi turja shafa عَتُوهُ هُوَ الْحَبِيبُ الَّذِي تُرْجَى شَفَاعَتُهُ لِكُلِّ هَوْلٍ مِنَ الْأَهْوَالِ مُقْتَحِمِ مَوْلَى يَا صَلِّ وَسَلِّمْ دَائِمًا أَبَدًا عَلَى حَبِيبِكَ خَيْرِ خَلْقِ كُلِّهِمِ. After very short and brief praise for Almighty Allah and beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I beg forgiveness from Almighty Allah and pray that Allah may shower His special blessings upon all of us and make us among His obedient and faithful followers and followers of Islam and followers of Sunnah. In today's lecture, we would be discussing a very great pious scholar of Islam, his inspirational life and his piety, his goodness, his fear of God, and how he used to weep in the fear of Almighty Allah. His name was Hazrat Nu'man bin Sabit, Imam Abu Hanifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the Imam of Muslims, the Imam of the followers throughout the world. And he has still, although he passed away in 150 Hijri, but still today he has millions of followers throughout the world, especially in Asian continent. Imam Abu Hanifa was born in 70 Hijri in Kufa, in the famous city of Iraq. My dear brothers, all four Imams, be it Imam Abu Hanifa Nu'man bin Sabit, or Imam Muhammad bin Idris Shafi'i, or Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, or Imam Malik bin Anas, they all are rightly guided, and their all followers will be entering Jannah if they are having true belief. There is no rift, no contradiction as per belief amongst the Imams. No bias, no prejudice, and no hostile attitude is prevailing amongst them. If they are following the true belief as per Quran and Sunnah, we all will be going in the paradise, inshallah. There are some differences with regards to interpretation from the hadith. And we all believe in Almighty Allah, we all respect the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I would be concluding with the point, with the relation of Imam Abu Hanifa and Imam Shafi'i. What is the relation and what the respect Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi hold for Imam Abu Hanifa? First of all, the piety and fear of Allah. Beloved and close to Almighty Allah are those people who fear Almighty Allah. Several places in the Quran, about 80 or more of the places, Allah Almighty has said, Ittaqullah, O you who believe, you should be fearing your God. Fear Allah, Ittaqullah, haqqa tuqatihi. Fear Allah as the right of fear. He should be feared. Everywhere you go, you should be fearing the Almighty Allah. So you can save yourself from sins, committing sins, going astray or going towards infidelity. It has been mentioned in the seerah, in the life sketch of Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, whenever he stood up for offering his prayers at night, excessive amount of tears trickled down his eyes. So much so that the sound produced by the tears shedding on the mat used to be clearly heard. The tears trickling from his eyes and falling on the prayer mat, The sound was clearly heard. Excessive tearing and excessive crying and weeping, and so much so, it was so uncontrollable that the neighbors had pity on him. that how he is crying. And the neighbors listening his cry, they used to cry in the fear of Almighty Allah. This is the love and this is the submission, this is the dedication. This is the sublime love of Almighty Allah. And this is a sign of love, one of the signs. When you love someone, you used to cry for him. When you miss him or when you remember him or when you fear your God, there should be cry and there should be tears in your eyes. So this was our Imam, Imam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, crying the whole night in the fear of Almighty Allah. Second thing, how pious and how a good worshipper he was. It has been mentioned that Imam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, performed in his life of 80 years, 55 pilgrimage. He performed 55 Hajj in his lifetime. In his last Hajj, it was his last Hajj. And what a coincidence in his life. It was his last Hajj, he recognized that I am closing to the age of 80 and it should be might be last year of last Hajj. So he requested to the people who were standing there, his desire, he requested and he opened his desire. He said, I want to enter in the Babul Kaaba. I want to enter through Babul Kaaba in the Kaaba inside. He humbly entered inside. His desire was accepted. And people opened the Babul Kaaba for him. And he entered the Babul Kaaba. And in the Kaaba, it has been mentioned, standing between the two pillars of Baitullah Sharif, inside the Khane Kaaba. Standing between the two pillars, there are pillars inside that Khane Kaaba, Baitullah Sharif. Standing between the two pillars, in two rakat, he completed the whole Quran. In two rakat, he completed the whole Quran. And after completing the Quran, he kept supplicating and crying in the fear of Allah for the long time. In two rakats, he completed the whole Quran. And when he completed, it has been mentioned by scholars, he listened to a voice from a corner of Baitullah Sharif, you have excellently attained our congregation. You have excellently attained our cognition and served sincerely. We have pardoned you and those who will follow you till the day of judgment, we have also pardoned them as well. We will be showering mercy on them who will be following you. This was the piety and goodness, finishing and completing the Holy Quran inside the Khane Kaaba, Baitullah Sharif, in just two rakat. This was our Imam, Imam Abu Hanifa, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. This was his last Hajj. Amongst his 55 Hajj, he offered in his lifetime. And after completing his journey, sacred journey in Makkatul Mukarrama, when he reached Madinatul Munawwara, it has been mentioned by scholars, it's incredible special favors of beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was showered on him in Madina Munawwara. It has been mentioned in Tazkiratul Awliya, when he entered the sacred tomb of beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he humbly offered, Assalamu alayka ya Sayyid al-Mursaleen, O the leader of prophets, I humbly offer my salutations to you. When he humbly offered his durood and salawat to Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the people standing there, they listened the voice, Wa alayka salam ya Imam al-Muslimin, O the leader of the followers of my nation, salam on you as well. Blessings upon you as well. So this is the sign of the piety and going and being close to the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was replied, Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied to every salam who recite Durood Sharif in true love. But those who are very close to Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they listen this voice as well. It has been mentioned by Shah Waliullah Muhaddis Dehlvi in his books that there are many scholars in this world. They listen to the answer of Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam daily in their prayers. When they recite Assalamu alayka ayyuhan nabiyyu, they listen the blessed response from beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. These were few things. Now coming up to his activities, the day and night, what were his activities? As mentioned by Hazrat Mis'ar bin Kidam, one of his murid and one of his disciples, he came just to probe and investigate and check what is the caliber of Imam Abu Hanifa. Once he just came to check and probe what is the caliber and what is the piety of Imam Abu Hanifa, he entered in his mosque. He noticed that from the Fajr prayers till the Isha prayers, Abu Hanifa is continuously delivering his lectures. And people are attending his lectures and getting blessings of Quran and Sunnah from him from Fajr till Isha. He was busy. He was busy disseminating, he was busy spreading the knowledge of Islam. And after Isha, Misr bin Kidam hired himself in the place. And he noticed Imam Abu Hanifa left the mosque, and after a few moments, he changed his clothes, and in a very old wardrobe, in a very old clothing, he came from his house and entered the mosque. And Misr bin Kidam was amazed that Abu Hanifa spent his whole night offering nawafil in the court of Almighty Allah. And before the start of the Fajr prayers, before the start of the dawn, and before the start of the morning, he went into his home, he changed his clothes, so nobody can recognize, nobody can know that Imam Abu Hanifa spent the last night completely in the masjid. He went into his home, he changed the clothes, he put his turban, he entered the mosque, he offered the Fajr prayers in the first saf or lead the namaz, and then after offering the Fajr prayers, he started his discourses, he started his lectures, and his lectures continued till Isha prayers. Misr bin Kidam said it, I was amazed. I was thinking that now Abu Hanifa would be completely exhausted, and now after Isha prayers, he would be going to his home, he would be taking rest, and now he would be taking some rest, he would be surely going to home. And I was just sitting outside the mosque. I noticed that after a few moments, he came back again, and spent his second night similarly as the first night. And continuously for 3 nights, I was amazed when he was taking rest. And when I asked him, he told me that I just take rest for half an hour before Zuhur prayers. This is my lifestyle. This is my love for Almighty Allah. And I was amazed. I came to probe and investigate about him after watching and observing his lifestyle from Fajr till Isha and after Isha till Fajr, praying for Lord Almighty. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Fulfilling this verse that surely we have made you for worshipping. Surely we have made you to do good deeds. And he was fulfilling this verse. And when I noticed this, I said, I am inspired with your lifestyle. I just came to probe you. Now I am pledging and promising that I will spend my whole life serving you. Puri zindagi aapki khidmat mein guzregi. Aaya to aapko دیکھنے کے لئے تھا کہ امام ابو حنیفہ کیسے ہیں, لیکن اب پوری زندگی آپ کے قدموں میں گزرے گی. And scholars have said Misr bin Kidam was such an obedient follower and a student of Abu Hanifa. He spent his night in that mosque of Imam Abu Hanifa and passed away while in the position of sajda. Now coming to another point regarding Imam Abu Hanifa رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ, fasting for consecutive 30 years. It has been mentioned in his life, in his seerah, for continuous 30 years of his life, he spent his day in fasting. Second thing, for 30 years, he kept reciting the Holy Quran in single rakat. For 40 years of his life, he offered his Fajr prayers with the wuzu of Isha prayers. Because he was continuously praying Almighty Allah the whole night. It is amongst the sign of the beloved of Almighty Allah. Kanu qalilan min al-layli ma yahjaun aw kama qal. The approximate words in the Quran, the sign of the close people are those that they spend the whole night praying to Almighty Allah. Wallazina yabituna li rabbihim sujadan wa qiyama. They spend their night in prostration, in qiyam. They find the peace, we find peace and sukoon and itminan while we are asleep and while we are sleeping. And the saints and Sufis and the scholars of Islam, they find peace while they're praying to Almighty Allah, while they're supplicating in the court of Almighty Allah. And scholars have mentioned the place where his blessed soul ceased, his blessed soul departed from this world. That place is still there. He is resting there in Kufa, in mosque, a very big mosque in Baghdad Sharif, in Kufa. The place where he's resting and his soul departed, 7,000 times he completed the Quran at that blessed place. That place was so sacred. Imam Abu Hanifa completed the khatam of Quran 7,000 times at that place, and he is buried at the same place. Now, never seen him bareheaded. One of his students, Hazrat Dawood Tai, he said, I have spent my 20 years with Imam Abu Hanifa. Because it is sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you have to cover your head. Many of the times we see people are not covering their heads because they are working in the offices. Okay, it depends on them. It is not a hard and fast rule, but it is a light approach. It is sunnah. It is recommended that you should be covering your head. Okay, when you come in the mosque, you take the caps from the mosque and you wear it. Okay, depends on you. But it is sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when you are eating, you should be covering your head. When you are going to relieve yourself, when you are going to washroom, you should be covering your head. Only in the night time, you can expose your head. Hazrat Dawood Tai, he said, I spent my 20 years with Imam Abu Hanifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu learning about Islam, and I noticed that in those 20 years, I have never seen Abu Hanifa bareheaded. He used to cover his head either with turban, either with cap. I have never seen him bareheaded. And one another thing, I understood why he has been blessed with so much knowledge. Why Abu Hanifa is the king of and master and ocean of the knowledge and ocean of the wisdom and spiritual knowledge. What is the reason? I understood this is the true respect of his teacher, Sayyiduna Hammad rahmatullahi ta'ala. Many of us, like I am speaking here, many of you can be speaking very much fluently than me or very much fluently than the scholars. My brothers, speaking and communicating, the ability of communication is nothing. The ability to worship Almighty Allah, the ability to complete the understanding of the Quran and Sunnah, and the respect of your teachers, and sitting in front of the teachers and completing the whole tenure, acquiring the religion, is the real thing. Not the ability to communicate. The ability to communicate is an additional thing. Hazrat Dawood Tai said, I noticed why he has been blessed with so much power and why he has been blessed with so much miracles. I noticed that he never lay down stretching out his feet toward the home of his respected teacher. And Imam Abu Hanifa ke ilm ki mehraj, itna ilm ka darja kyun mila? Hazrat Dawood Tai farmate hain, mere murshid e grami Imam Abu Hanifa, mere ustaz ki ye shanti, adab ho to aisa ho, mohabbat isko kehte hain, ka mere ustaz ne apne ustaz se aisi mohabbat ki, apne ustaz ke ghar ki taraf kabhi paon karke nahi soye. To maine seekha, jo aadmi apne ustaz se aisi mohabbat karta ho, ilm seekhna to usi ka haq hai. He has the right to be miraculous, to be splendid, and to be exemplary in the knowledge. He never stretched out his feet towards the house of his teacher, although the difference between his house and the house of his teacher Sayyiduna Hammad was of 7 streets. After 7 streets, Sayyiduna Hammad used to live. Now, since the time is very limited, now I would conclude with a very beautiful incident of Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. Imam Abu Hanifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu was a very wealthy person as well. He used to give loan to the people and people used to repay him in the time, or sometimes they delay. But Imam Abu Hanifa was a very kind and generous person. And once it happened, Imam Fakhruddin Razi in Tafsir-e-Kabir, a very big tafsir of the Quran, Imam Fakhruddin Razi has mentioned that once Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh gave a particular amount of loan to a fire worshipper. Ek dafa Imam Abu Hanifa ne kisi jo hai aag ki parastish karne wale majusi ko karza diya. Imam Abu Hanifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu traveled to his home to collect the loan from his debtor, and on the way when he was going, his feet caked with mud, or you can say his feet and shoes were engrossed or completely they were fallen in the mud. Pura kichad lag gaya paon mein aur paon gande ho gaye, raaste mein kichad tha. And when he reached at the home of that fire worshipper, and when he was trying to clean his shoes, the mud flew and stuck on the wall of that fire worshipper. Imam Abu Hanifa was in a very grief and said, how I would be apologizing this fire worshipper. The mud has stuck on this wall. How I should be apologizing him? And when the door opened, the fire worshipper came and apologized to Imam Abu Hanifa. Sorry, I have been unable to pay the loan to you. He started making excuses. So and so day, I would be repaying you my debt, and I would be completing my obligations towards you, financial obligations towards you. After 3 to 4 minutes, there were tears in the eyes of Imam Abu Hanifa. The fire worshipper said, I should be crying. Why you are crying? Imam Abu Hanifa said, ki mujhe Allah Ta'ala ki bargah mein kya jawab dunga? Ki meri zaat se aapko takleef ho gayi hai. I want to apologize that I was cleaning my shoes inadvertently or unintentionally or purposely. The mud came to your wall and I want to apologize that how I should be cleaning, he humbly requested, how I should be cleaning your wall. Mujhe ye bata do, tumhari diwar ki safai mein kis tarah karun? Kahin aisa na ho, diwar khurat jaye, tumhara nuksan ho jaye.
when the fire worshipper recognized this piety of Almighty Allah towards his bondsmen, towards the people, and the highness and greatness of Imam Abu Hanifa, he requested, "Oh, the Imam of the Muslim, the mud stuck into the wall may be cleared of later, but you should be clearing the mud on my heart first. I want to embrace Islam." Hey, Imam Abu Hanifa, Muslimano ke Imam, aaj tak tumhara naam suna tha, tum poochte ho ke diwar pe lagi hui dhool kaise dur ho? Hey, Abu Hanifa, mere dil pe jo dhool lagi hai, andhera hai kufr ka, is tariki ko pehle dur kar do, phir mere ghar pe lagi hui keechad ko dur karna. He embraced Islam with the piety and goodness of Imam Abu Hanifa. This was the love and piety, his love and piety towards Almighty Allah. My brothers, we should be acquiring the knowledge of Islam. This should be the real purpose of our life. And after acquiring the knowledge, we should be praying regularly. We should be reciting the Holy Quran. And to conclude, there is no rift between Imam Shafi'i and Imam Abu Hanifa. It has been mentioned by scholars. We can say that all are rivers joining an ocean. Imam Shafi'i radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to say that whenever I feel any problem, I go to the shrine of Imam Abu Hanifa and I offer 2 rakats. As per the instructions of Imam Abu Hanifa, my all problems are resolved. And to conclude, you would be amazed, there are many people creating misconceptions that this is Hanafi, this is Shafi. There is no rift. We all are brothers, we all will be entering Jannah. You would be amazed that Imam Shafi'i was followed Imam Bukhari. Bukhari is being read by all school of thoughts. Sahih Bukhari is being read by Hanafi, Shafi'i, Hanbali, Maliki, all school of thoughts are reading the Sahih Bukhari. You would be amazed that the writer of Bukhari Sharif was Imam Bukhari. Imam Bukhari was follower of Imam Shafi'i. Imam Shafi'i was a student of Imam Muhammad, and Imam Muhammad is a student of Imam Abu Hanifa. So, in the other words, Imam Abu Hanifa has the highest strengths amongst the scholars of Islam. May Allah give us courage. May Allah shower these special blessings till the day of judgment on the shrine of Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, and give us courage to follow his way of acquiring knowledge. Ameen. Wa ma alayna illa al-balagh al-mubeen. Please offer 4 rakat sunnah.